Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Do you ever find yourself having negative self-talk? Everyone experiences negative self-talk from time to time. It's that nagging inner critic that can derail motivation and your focus. Today, we're talking about how to turn that negative self-talk around into a positive self-confidence boost with the triple column technique. We're looking at the research to show you how this simple strategy rooted in cognitive behavioral therapy can help you identify and challenge unhelpful thought patterns, explain how it works, and then we're giving you three steps to help you boost your productivity and well-being using this approach. A study published in the Journal of Rational, Emotive, and Cognitive Behavioral Therapy titled A Meta-Analysis of Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Adult Anxiety Disorders found that cognitive behavioral therapy, including the use of the triple column technique, to be highly effective in reducing anxiety and depression. By restructuring negative thought patterns, the triple column technique empowers you to approach challenges with a more positive and productive mindset. Here's how the triple column technique works. It's all about using these following steps to create a three-section chart. First thing to do is get out a sheet of paper or open a document on your computer. Then, step one, make a column and label it automatic thoughts. Now, list all of your negative self-talk. For example, I'm going to mess up this presentation. Step two, make a second column labeled cognitive distortions. And in this column, identify the thinking errors behind your thoughts. Using the example in step one is using fortune telling, assuming that you'll fail at your presentation without any real evidence. Step three, make a third column labeled rational response, and in it, challenge your negative thoughts with realistic alternatives. For example, your name has prepared well, and even if your name makes a mistake, he or she can recover. This would sound something like this using my first name. Brandon has prepared well for this presentation, and even if Brandon makes a mistake, he can recover because he's prepared and confident. You want to use the third person for this self-talk. I'm not going to dive into why, because we dove deep into the research in episode 90 titled Self-Talk 10x Your Results with this research-backed mind trick. By dissecting and replacing unhelpful thoughts, you gain full control of your inner narrative and will approach tasks with greater confidence. And here are three bonus thoughts how you can use the triple column technique to unlock your productivity. Number one, identify your triggers. When do negative thoughts hold you back? Facing a deadline, public speaking, something else? Number two, challenge your inner critic. Use the triple column technique to address these specific anxieties and keep this piece of paper or take a picture of it so that you have it on your phone as a reminder. Number three, replace negativity with positivity and focus on the evidence of your skills and past successes versus being a fortune teller based on no real evidence of what's going to happen in the future. Remember, you are not your negative thoughts. By challenging negativity with a more empowering positive perspective, you can overcome obstacles, boost your confidence, and achieve your goals. You can do this. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go. Please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.